Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, the connected fitness company Peloton is off to a rocky start at the beginning of 2022, and as the struggles continue to mount, investors at Blackwell's Capital are now calling on the company to fire CEO John Foley and explore a sale to Apple. Peloton skyrocketed in popularity in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, but Blackwell says the company has squandered this opportunity. Peloton's stock price has fallen by more than 80% from its all-time high, and CNBC reported last week that the company is temporarily halting production of its bike and tread products as it looks to balance its supply and demand. In addition to firing Foley, the Blackwell investors also say that Peloton should explore a sale to companies such as Apple, Disney, Sony, or Nike. With its stock price nearing all-time lows, Peloton certainly represents an attractive acquisition target for a company like Apple. The company's market capitalization has slipped below $10 billion, which is a far cry from its nearly $50 billion value at the peak of its success. And Peloton's rocky road is expected to continue into the future, as it has already slashed its earnings estimates for 2022 by more than 10%. But the question is whether Apple would see any value in acquiring Peloton. The company does have a large recurring revenue subscription base with impressively low churn rates, but it also comes with quite a bit of baggage. There is, of course, a clear integration opportunity between Apple Fitness Plus and Peloton, and Apple has its Gym Kit standard that allows users to sync workout metrics to their Apple Watch. But Apple's best strategy here might be just to poach Peloton talent, including both executives and talent of instructors. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the coming months, and in the meantime, we've got more details on this situation at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple is launching a new Shot on iPhone challenge to kick off 2022. This year, Apple is inviting iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max users to share their best iPhone macro photography, and a panel of expert judges from the photography industry and Apple will review worldwide submissions and select 10 winning photos. Anyone with an iPhone 13 Pro or iPhone 13 Pro Max is eligible to enter this Shot on iPhone contest. Submissions are open today and run through February 16th, with winners being announced in April. You can enter the contest by sharing your images on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtags Shot on iPhone and iPhone Macro Challenge. And if you don't use Instagram or Twitter, Apple says you can email your submissions to shotoniphone@apple.com. And finally, Apple promises that it will compensate winners for their work and pay a licensing fee to the 10 winning photographers for use of their photos on Apple's marketing channels. These images may appear on Apple's Instagram account, on Apple Newsroom, on apple.com, as well as in digital ad campaigns, within Apple Store locations, on billboards, and in public photo exhibitions. Again, you can enter starting today by tweeting your macro photography from the iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max with the hashtags Shot on iPhone and iPhone Macro Challenge. Rounding out today, in response to new regulatory pressures, Apple had announced earlier this month that it would allow developers of dating apps in the Netherlands to use alternative payment systems. But now the Dutch Authority for Consumers and Markets has announced in a press release that Apple's plans fail to satisfy the requirements set forth by the Competition Commission. Apple's original announcement was vague and didn't elaborate on many details of its planned changes. The company simply said that it would launch two special entitlements for developers looking to use external payment systems, and that it would still charge a commission on those purchases. Regulators for the Dutch Authority for Consumers and Markets say that Apple's announcement is not sufficient, so it's fining Apple 5 million euros. The ACM says that Apple has failed to comply with its regulations on multiple different levels. First and foremost, Apple hasn't actually launched the option for developers of dating applications in the Netherlands to use alternative payment systems. Instead, developers can simply express their interest in learning more, but there are no details on when the features will be available. The ACM also criticizes Apple for several different barriers when it comes to using these third-party payment systems, which isn't necessarily surprising because Apple's initial announcement made it clear that developers who wish to adopt third-party in-app payment options would have to jump through a number of different hoops in order to do so. So Apple will have to provide more details on its plans for dating apps in the Netherlands sooner rather than later to avoid continued fines. If it doesn't, it'll face a fine of 5 million euros per week up to a maximum of 50 million euros total. And as we've said before, this situation, including the commission Apple still plans to collect, could provide an interesting look at Apple's planned response to antitrust concerns in other countries as well. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.